Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right. How you doing, everyone? I'm Ross Salzberg, and once again, I want you all to listen up here and get a load of this. Far be it from me, or you, or anybody else, to tell someone what they should do with their own money. Rich or poor, it belongs to them, so they can do whatever the heck they want to do with it. But what's going on in the NBA is absolute stupidity. You hear what I'm saying? Stupidity. And owners have no one else to blame but themselves. Cases in point, Kyrie Irving, James Harden, and yes, Ben Simmons. So like I said, listen up, because you're really going to want to get a load of this. And folks, if you've been a fan of Get a Load of This, my podcast, you well know, because I've said it many, many times before, yes, indeed, I am a capitalist. I'm all for any and everybody making as much money as they can. And quite frankly, if you want to spend the money any way you want, that really becomes your business. But I am no longer going to, I've never blamed a player. I'll blame a player for being a dog. And that's, I'm going to get to this in my cases in point. But I'm not going to blame players and player associations. And quite frankly, this can go for all leagues. But in particular, I'm talking about the NBA here. I'm not going to blame players if owners are just driving up Brinks trucks to their homes and piling on top of millions, on top of millions, on top of millions of dollars. If the owners want to be so fiscally irresponsible, then that's on them. That is on them. And no one is going to tell me that the owners in the NBA have been fiscally responsible. You know, that term has been used several times. I've heard it in the world of sports. Well, it's some fiscal responsibility. And you hear it. You can hear it in broadcasting, which I'll include that today as well. But in particular, I started off with these three names, and I'm going to give you these three names. James Harden, great player, has been a great player for a long time in the NBA. But James Harden, this coming year, he's due to be making, if he opts in, which he said he's going to, $47.3 million. You hear what I'm saying? $47.3 million. Okay? Then, which means in 2023, he could sign for a max deal. A max deal that basically would pay him, I think would make him eligible for a four-year deal. I read someplace, a four-year deal worth $233 million with the 76ers. That would pay him in excess. I think it's like close to $61.7 million in the year 26-27, the final year of a four-year extension. He was a pain in the ass. He didn't want to play with the Nets, so he basically forced the trade. He goes to the 76ers. All right, he goes to the 76ers. What comes back in return? Ben Simmons, who didn't play a lick for them. Now, didn't play in the playoffs, didn't play nothing. It said that, you know, well, he just recently had back surgery for a herniated disc. Listen, I'm no physician, I'm no specialist, I'm no orthopedic specialist. But I'm telling you, this guy Ben Simmons didn't even try to play. You know what they ought to call him? Not Ben Simmons, Poochie Simmons. Poochie for as being a mutt, because he is a dog. This guy is due to make $35.4 million this year, $37.8 million next year. I mean, when I say this year, in the coming season, the following season, $37.8 million. And in the 24-25 season, on the last year of a five-year deal, he's supposed to make in excess of $40.3 million. So basically, what the Nets did when they traded James Harden to the 76ers, they exchanged headache for headache, Harden for Simmons. What happened to both of them? Nothing. Nothing in the playoffs. They're out. Okay? Kyrie Irving, I don't like using the term when they call somebody a cancer, because cancer is such an awful expression. I'm going to call him a detriment in the locker room, a detriment to his team, a detriment to his organization. Kyrie Irving is nothing but a pain in the ass. Yet Kyrie Irving, if he opts in, Kyrie Irving is also going to be, he's going to make $36.5 million this coming season. Then he'd be an unrestricted free agent afterwards. Okay, an unrestricted free agent, eligible for a max deal that would also pay him like $50 million a year. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? Again, I'm all for anybody making as much as they can, and I am not. If somebody wants to give that money to those guys, they're not going to refuse it. They're going to take it. But it is sheer stupidity for that money to be offered to them, and it is also sheer stupidity for owners. I mean, you've heard this in sports too, owners accused of collusion. That's such bullshit. And the reason I say that, you're going to tell me players don't collude, players' agents don't collude within the Players Association, where one guy says to the other, well, no, what do you got? What's your guy going to get? Well, we're going to demand this. And, well, don't have him sign that. And, no, well, should I not sign, have my guy sign until your guy signs? Because if your guy signs this, my guy's better than your guy's. Ba-da-beep, ba-da-bop, ba-da-boop, ba-da-beep, ba-da-bop. It's bullshit. It's nonsense. It makes zero sense. So when is there going to be some fiscal responsibility, and not only fiscal responsibility, but moral responsibility to your team? Why would you want to sign a detriment to your team? From the moment Kyrie Irving came to the Brooklyn Nets, he has been a detriment to the organization. First of all, he got the good coach, a very, very good coach, who came to the organization building it from a scrap heap up. 3 years later, they had him into the playoffs. They were doing good. All of a sudden, they sign Kevin Durant. They sign Kyrie Irving. And lo and behold, what happens? Kyrie Irving joins the team. And what happens? Kenny Atkinson leaves. Kyrie had a whole lot to do with that, all right? And if you remember when Kyrie was a Celtic, boy, everybody thought that was going to be great. Had that work out? He was a major problem. They couldn't wait to get Kyrie out of town. Here's a guy who played with arguably, some people call him the greatest of all time. That's a debate for another time, but he's certainly one of the greatest of all time, LeBron James. They won a championship in Cleveland, and he couldn't stick around because he wanted to have his own team. Kyrie Irving can't have his own team because he's a wrecker of teams. He's a bad guy. I'll use the term detriment. He's a bad guy, a stinkeroo, a super talent, but a stinkeroo. And I haven't even touched the point yet in this conversation about what he did during the whole vax situation where he wouldn't get a vaccine. So he couldn't play in home games at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. And if he was a team guy and a team leader, what do you think he should have done? And folks, this is not a debate about vaccines, masks, or anything. I'm talking about a commitment to your team and your teammates. Not playing for yourself, playing for your team. Yet this guy, this bum, is up for $36.5 million, and then he'll be eligible for a supermax of like $50 million a year for, let's say, 4 years. Am I crazy? Are you crazy? Or are the NBA owners crazy? I mean, it's absurd. It's absurd what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing. It makes no sense whatsoever. And what is the NBA thinking about? Great, make a lot of money. I'm all for any and everybody, but when does it somebody say to themselves, I mean, how, can the owners not all look at themselves today of every NBA team and say, gee, look what the hell happened with Harden and Irving and Ben Simmons. Is it worth risking this kind of money? And not only contract, we're talking about guaranteed contracts. Guaranteed shkarol, gelt, mula, dinero, rubles, whatever the hell you want to call it, yen. I mean, really? It makes no sense to me. I mean, to me, Kyrie Irving, and then Sean Marks, the GM, the other day, you know, has his press conference, and basically he's putting it out there, the press conference, that we got to be on the same page. Basically, he called out Kyrie Irving. You know what there, Sean, baby? A little too late. Not a little too late, a whole lot too late. He should have had his ass kicked during the season. Because I'm going to tell you something. Whether James Harden was a pain in the ass or not, maybe he would not have been such a pain in the ass had you had not let Kyrie Irving be the distraction that he was. Maybe that would have been a different story. But you have one pain in the ass having to deal with another pain in the ass who was being an absolute dog and not willing to play and not willing to play for teammates. We all know these stars have egos. Everybody wants this and that. Bottom line, Kyrie, you know what? The main man on the Brooklyn Nets was and is Kevin Durant. In fact, the reason you're there is because of Kevin Durant. But if I was Kevin Durant, I'd say to the owners, do me a favor, get this bum's ass out of here. He ain't what we thought he would be. He's a distraction. He's a detriment. Get him out. But no, they allowed Kyrie to be his usual bad self. It soured everything. So then Harden wanted out. You trade Harden for Ben Simmons. Headache for migraine. Migraine for headache. Whatever the hell you want to call it. It was a sickness for a sickness. And you know what? Both suffered the ills. The 76ers and the Nets both suffered the ills of that trade. So you tell me where common sense goes. It's stupid. It makes zero sense altogether to me. I'm sorry. There's no logical explanation for any of this crap. Doesn't make sense. Does not make sense. Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner Adam Silver, can sit here and talk to me for hours and try to convince me that I'm being too hard. Really? You know, it's really great walking into the NBA and telling all these guys, it's great the money you're making, it's great the this you're making, it's great the that you're making. Sure. But maybe you ought to talk to the people who own the teams and say, you know, guys, maybe you ought to use some common sense and some fiscal responsibility. I mean, whose ass do you want to kiss? The owners or the players? Or maybe there should be a common ground. A little smooch here and a little smooch there. But it's ridiculous as it is. You know, I'm not going to get, you've heard me talk about from the stuff with China and comments, different comments, anti-Semitic comments, you know, in the past. I'm not getting into all those stories now. I'm just talking about the money here. The NBA is becoming a joke. And if you don't think fans are going to sour on this, I'm going to watch a guy. What are you doing me a favor? Busting your ass? Like, when they say a player gives it all, you're supposed to give it all. What do you want, a cookie? You want me to bake you a cake for going out and putting it out on the court every night? It's absurd. Just crazy. And speaking of fiscal responsibility, look, let me move to football for a second before I sign off here. All right? It's just bear with me. Just a little bit. Let me move to football for a little bit because I think this needs to be said. All right? Tom Brady, who, as you and I and anybody who's ever followed football knows, he is the greatest of all time. A 7-time Super Bowl champion. So Tom Brady, while he's still playing football for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, just agreed to a $375 million contract over 10 years. That's 37.5 million simoleons. 37.5 million simoleons per year to be in the broadcast booth for Fox. Okay? I wouldn't doubt the dedication of Tom Brady. You've seen his dedication on the football field. But that's on a football field. This is in a broadcast booth. Think about it. He's going to be making more money in a broadcast booth than he made playing football. And he's made millions, gazillions playing football. And endorsements and this and that. I'm not blaming Tom Brady for giving him that kind of money, but explain to me. I said this before when everybody was playing musical chairs, when Aikman and Buck were leaving Fox and, you know, going to ESPN and this guy moving here, and when Tony Romo signed for $18 million a year and then Buck didn't get that from Fox, so he's going to ESPN. Okay, so they let Troy Aikman, who's a very good analyst, they let him go because they weren't paying him $18 million. And now they sign an unknown in the broadcast booth, Tom Brady. They sign him to more than double what you would have had to pay Aikman. Where is common sense when you talk about fiscal responsibility? But if you remember, I said Tony Romo had himself a very good first and second year out of the gate broadcast. You know, very good analyst. He was a first guesser, and a couple of his first guesses really came out right. He hits the jack. They pay him $18 million a year. So once you start paying him that money, then everything was going to follow with all the broadcasters. Look, it should only happen to me. But if I'm going to be, and some of these guys, I know these guys, friendly with them. God bless. I couldn't be happier for a guy, I don't know what to pay him, but I couldn't be happier for a guy like Kevin Burkhardt, who's going to replace Joe Buck as the number one voice for football, you know, on Fox. Kevin Burkhardt would just, on SNNY, he'd be doing like Phyllis stories. for the Mets on SNNY. I couldn't be happier for him to be in a position to make a boatload of money. But for crying out loud, again, when we talk about fiscal responsibility, where is any fiscal responsibility, or for that matter, any common sense? I don't see any. And believe me, this is only going to get worse in the broadcasting end of the business. It's only going to get worse. At least for you know, guys in the booth. It ain't the same for local news, I'll tell you that. But for guys in the booth, oh my goodness. It's unbelievable. I got a ton of friends in the broadcast booth. I couldn't be happier for any of them. But if I'm going to be honest, if I'm going to talk about fiscal responsibility for owners of teams, I got to say the same thing. I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't say it about broadcasting. But it's always one-upsmanship, always somebody trying to one-up the next guy instead of using common sense. There's plenty of money to be made, and there's plenty of money to be received, and there's plenty of money to be given out. But fiscal responsibility and common sense is out the window, period. That, my friends, is now a wrap on today's Get a Load of This. Now I'd like to be getting a load of you. As always, please let me know your thoughts on today's podcast. You can do that on Twitter at Russ Salzberg. You can do it on Facebook. You can also always check out my website at russsalzberg.com. Got to thank my home here at Believe.com, the number one podcast network for professionals, as I always tell you. But above all, I want to thank you, the people out there, because without you, the people out there, I'd have nobody in here to be talking to. So until next time, it is I, Russ Salzberg, saying to each and every one of you, bye-bye, so long, and farewell. Have yourself a great day.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.